care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my feet of God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, October 1st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put those markers in for the podcast. Listen on demand. Go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcast. Listen on demand anytime you want. Joining us on the line during this segment every week is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
What's going on in the Iron Pig world of Gaylord, Michigan?
Well, we are officially announcing that we are moving. We are adding a second location. We are in the process of getting everything going, talking with the Liquor Commission finally. We're getting our parking lot laid out so we can pave and do all kinds of things. So we are really getting the push going now. Everything has been signed. Everything is where it's supposed to be. I think all the lawyers are happy. All the insurance people are happy. So we can really get going. It's been kind of a month of slow progress, you know, waiting for this thing to get out of the gate. But now we have our wheels underneath us, our feet under us, and we can really get this thing going. We're excited.
Now, the contractors, looking at the weather, looking at the fall weather that's coming, are we going to be able to get the things done that you wanted to get done regarding the drive-through and the parking lot?
You know, probably not. It may take a small miracle to get that portion of it done, but it looks like we can get just about everything else done. That is a really big question mark on whether or not we can get the paving done, but we've got to do some upgrading to that parking lot. When that was Bell Iron Grill, when it first opened in 2018, I think December 2018,
sure,
they were having trucks getting stuck in their back parking lot because it's just so sandy over there.
Sure.
So we've definitely got to do something back there. And when we're adding the drive-through, that's going to need to be addressed right there as well. So we definitely have some stuff we can get done, but we may have to push some of it off into the springtime. Just not quite sure yet. And I keep hearing that, you know, we may have sort of a warm fall continue. It may just go from sort of this kind of really nice weather. I've been redoing my back deck right now because it's been so nice. But
yeah,
if that warm weather stays around a little bit longer than usual, we may get pretty lucky.
Excellent. So at this point, We're not really able to schedule or announce an Oktoberfest opening of the South location just yet. Is that what I'm hearing from you?
Yeah, so really what I'm hoping is that the Liquor Commission will reach back out this week and they'll set the timeline for our inspection. So they have everything else they need, and what they do is they'll come, they'll do a physical inspection of the property after they have all, you know, I'm already licensed, so I don't have to go through the fingerprint background check nonsense, and this has already been a licensed property. So as soon as we know the timeline of when that liquor license will come online, that's exactly when we'll have our, I don't know if we're going to call it a grand opening or an opening or not, but we'll definitely be open as soon as possible, as soon as that liquor license lands. I've been having people request the pavilion. You know, we've got a request to have a town hall with Jack Bergman and our local Kevin Hesselink, who's running for probate judge here. So we've just got people that are already chomping at the bit to get into that venue, and we want to be able to offer it as soon as possible.
Excellent, excellent. Good, good, good stuff. Well, we knew you could pull it off, and working with the health department, who you love, and, of course, your favorite friends at the Liquor Control Commission. So we're excited that things are moving in positive direction. We're going to get more. I got a couple of text messages already coming in for you. We're going to hold Ian Murphy on through the break. Again, I'm Trucker Randy. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
November 5th, vote for the six concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard LaFave, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard LaFave, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break, as usual, is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig. And I have a question, somewhat political, if you don't mind. Yes, you and I, we never talk politics.
Never.
Right. There is a story by MERS News Service saying, warning, vice presidential debate may be hazardous to your mental health. Michigan State University, my former school, I disowned it since they became communists. Experts say that you may need an alibi for not watching Tuesday night's vice presidential debate between Republican J.D. Vance and Democrat Tim Walz, stating that it could be hazardous to your mental health. So that's according to a Michigan State University assistant professor of communications, Jacob T. Fisher.
This is a real article.
This is a real story, dude. I want your perspective on this, okay? The human brain has a limited capacity to process information. So what ends up grabbing your attention is either something that's surprising, emotionally or morally charged, or something that reinforces what we already believe about certain people and certain groups. This can lead to a phenomenon known as doom scrolling, compulsively seeking out and consuming negative news, a behavior which can impact our mental health and overall worldview, Fisher said.
Yeah, so I do have a bit to say about this. It's interesting. I haven't read that article or seen that. I'm surprised it hasn't been brought to my attention. Thank you.
Yep.
There's a lot to unpack there. And part of it, I'm curious if they mention the portion where you're getting confirmation bias. Because that is a lot of it too, right? So especially in the political arena, and we're so siloed off. And unfortunately, obviously this is a smart person, I'd like to say, probably knows more about the human brain and behavior than I do. But what I know is that people definitely gravitate towards negativity. We've got local Facebook pages here in the Gaylord area where it's just so much drama. It's gross. It's kind of, I call it the Walmart of the internet. It's just gross. People go there and it's just, there's gross things that happen. And it's just so negative, 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 negative. And that's really what's driving a lot of all of this stuff. So in part, I could see where this professor might be coming from. But I would challenge them on saying that, you know, the negativity aspect of it may not necessarily be there. And that may be where your confirmation bias is coming in when you see something about a Donald Trump or you see something about J.D. Vance or even Tim Walz with some of the crazy stuff that's been coming out about Tim. And I'm sure he's probably a very nice guy, but politically you're going to be on the opposite end of the spectrum from him. This is something that is just tearing people apart, is the inability for people to have conversations that are on opposite ends of spectrums. And I just don't understand. And this is just another brick to that whole thing. But now you're going to say that, well, you're going to need an alibi because this is going to be hazardous to your mental health. Well, you know what? Who's forcing these people to watch this debate? Like, I don't understand. You know, people have the ability to make choices for themselves and turn these things off.
Sure.
So now you're being told that something you may or may not watch could be hazardous to your health, because it's just like the extrapolation of this thing is just insane to me. I think they take little parts of it and they extrapolate it out into this great big thing. But the vice presidential debate, honestly, is it really that big of a deal? I don't think it is. Is it going to sway any voters? I don't think that it really is. I don't even really know if these debates for the presidential position actually do. I don't really know, but that's, I find that actually very entertaining that they wrote that article.
Right. Well, the one reason I'm interested in watching it is because of the decision process that both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris went through. Out of all the candidates potentially they could have chosen to be their vice president candidate with them, to run with them on the ticket, why did Donald Trump pick J.D. Vance? Why did Kamala Harris choose Tim Walz? And it's kind of interesting because I did a little background. I'm going to be talking about it at 11:30 in my third hour today. Is We had Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. We had Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. There was another governor in, I believe, Pennsylvania that possibly Kamala Harris was looking at. There was also other governor Democrats, even down south, when we look at North Carolina, for example, which is somewhat leaning Republican this year, Democrat governor dealing with the hurricane situation. She had all these potentials. Why did she choose Tim Walz? And especially I focused in on what he did during the China virus, much like what you've had to deal with in dealing with Whitmer and Nessel, the health department, all that. Do you know this guy was even more radical, believe it or not, in his lockdowns and the things that he did to the people of Minnesota than what Gretchen Whitmer did to us here in Michigan? I know that's hard to believe, but what's your thoughts on that? Why did she choose Tim Walz when she had potentially much bigger names that could have perhaps Michigan, a swing state that they're looking at? Now the polls are showing that actually Harris is down right now to Donald Trump here in Michigan. What's your thoughts as to why she chose Tim Walz versus like Gretchen Whitmer and others?
I have a very easy answer to that.
Okay.
She didn't. She didn't choose this VP candidate.
Kamala Harris did not choose Tim Walz.
No, there's absolutely no way that she did. There's an apparatus at work behind the scenes. Like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, but when you look at what's happened since she's been nominated, we basically don't have a president. So I look at the bigger behind-the-scenes picture that the apparatus that basically installed Kamala Harris as the candidate with zero primary votes. This is not a person that chose her VP candidate. This person was chosen for her. Now, I don't know by who. I don't know if there's, you know, a cabal of Obama and some of these other people behind the scenes. I don't know about that. I'm not saying that is what's happening. What I'm really saying is she didn't pick him.
Mm.
There is a group of people that chose him. Now, the question still remains, why would those people choose Tim? And you're absolutely correct. Minnesota had worse shutdowns. And actually, their entire experience in 2020 was vastly different because of the George Floyd riots.
Sure.
Like, imagine if Detroit was burning down. That would be the icing on the cake for everything here in Michigan that Whitmer had done. Right? They didn't quite have all of the deaths in nursing homes in Minnesota like we did in Michigan and New York. But obviously, they had... This guy, Tim Walz, I don't know how they decided to pick this guy. Mm. I struggle to say that they had better choices, but given their criteria, I think that they probably had some better names. But I think Tim Walz was the guy to pick for them because his candle won't outshine all of the, quote, attributes that Kamala Harris brings to the table, her nationality or lack thereof, whatever,
sure.
Her being a woman, her being in office, her being this prosecutor, you know, all these things that she's trying to stand on. I think Tim Walz is a person that can stand there. And like he did in the interview on, what was it, ABC, I mean, he just sat there for the better part of 90 minutes, more or less.
Sure.
That, I think, is why they chose him, is because he does signal some of these really left-wing things, but he'll sit there quietly next to Kamala Harris. That's why I think they chose her.
Whereas Gretchen Whitmer or perhaps Gavin Newsom would have outshined her in the event they sat side by side and did that interview like you described, Whitmer would have definitely been, I think, probably sharper and a better conversation, a better interview would have been Gretchen Whitmer versus Tim Walz. Maybe that's why they, in fact, chose him.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying, right? So when you look at that, it automatically sort of makes Harris look a little bit better. Like, oh,
better.
Well, thank goodness we have, you know, Kamala leading the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tim is, some people think, competent. Others think not so much. But I think he's just competent enough to be her second in command.
Got it. Then, conversely, J.D. Vance is very sharp. and he is a excellent debater. He was very well versed and educated. I believe was at Harvard Law School. And the man can talk. The man can debate. He actually can outshine Donald Trump, even when they're sitting side by side. There have been a couple of opportunities for that. And, man, he definitely can speak very, very well. I think he's going to probably mop the floor with Tim Walz tonight. It'd be interesting to see how CBS moderators handle this. But why did Donald Trump pick J.D. Vance, in your opinion?
Yeah, see, that's an interesting one, and I didn't really see, I didn't have J.D. Vance on my bingo card if I had one.
Right.
You know, I mean, there, to me, it seems like the Republican side might be a little bit deeper, their bench might be somewhat deeper, but there is a lot of strife, there's a lot of stuff going on in that party that you know, some infighting. Now, I would have maybe liked to have seen, you know, him consider Tulsi Gabbard a little bit more, and more so, not because she's a woman and not because she's a former Democrat, because I actually think some of the things that she's saying right now alongside RFK Jr. is talking about the health, the things that we're eating, the things that we're putting in our body, the health, not necessarily global warming portion of our environment, but the health of our environment, right? PFAS in the soils and stuff like that.
Sure.
This, I think, is a very big winning message for a lot of people. And I'm not saying that J.D. Vance doesn't have a winning message. Just in my opinion, I was looking for somebody really sort of outside of the box. And I do understand why he did pick J.D. He is a younger guy. He does show that the party does have some younger roots and a future at the with the younger generation, if I can say that.
Sure.
I'm not sure exactly how old J.D. is, probably around my age. But I think that he was probably a pretty good choice. It will be very interesting to see how the two match up tonight, for sure.
J.D. Vance is a great example of the American dream, shows younger people what potential they could have, like his life. A couple other text messages, very much a great debater. He won numerous debate contests while in college, and also has the ability to have instant recall, something that maybe all the candidates, Kamala Harris, Walz, and even Trump don't have. JD is rock solid. He will kick butt tonight. Those are some of the text messages we got.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, debating really is a lost art. You know, Donald Trump really sort of changed what a debate stage looks like now, for good or for bad. I'll leave that up for everybody else to decide.
Sure.
But in my opinion, it necessarily hasn't helped, because you cannot express ideas in a way that doesn't become so vitriolic. And I think that has lended to, you know, why parties have siloed off so hard. So I do, but, you know, I took debate when I was in high school. I learned so much about debate in high school, and the subject was socialized healthcare. So I learned a lot about social medicine when I was a freshman and sophomore in high school. So I will say that it does take a certain acumen to be able to be a good debater, and it does take a level of IQ to be able to have that instant recall. As the text messenger was recalling. So I think it's going to be very, very interesting to see JD's performance tonight.
You're going to have it on at the Pig at 9 o'clock?
We will have it on, yes, sir.
Excellent. So if you want to watch it and have some good food, go and get some.